Welcome to the Sun City News. My name is Vicki Duke, and I'm your volunteer broadcaster bringing to you the news from the Sun City Independent. And I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona, starting with the front page. Seniors face health dangers from sitting. Doctors say to get moving and local groups aim to help. By Jennifer Jimenez. Heike Newman wants to keep seniors moving, even if they have limitations. Newman is a certified yoga instructor who teaches chair yoga at the Banner Olive Branch Senior Center in Sun City. She donates her time twice a month to help improve the health of individuals. From the physical aspect, yoga improves mobility and flexibility and helps with breathing, she said. One of the biggest health risks to seniors can be just a sedentary lifestyle where their only activity is sitting. Increases in the risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and even mortality are some of the health impacts associated with prolonged sitting. Sun City seniors are at risk for it more than most populations in the U.S. Matthew Booman, a professor with the Arizona State University College of Health Solutions, said it is clear from research that too much sitting is detrimental to many health outcomes, but most people do not understand the impact. Likely, what you are doing while you are sitting plays a substantial role, and people think sitting is bad because then exercising is not taking place, he said. The challenges of sitting. Research of 8,000 adults published in 2018 in the Annals of Internal Medicine, found that prolonged periods of sitting can have an impact on a person's early death and other health issues. Everything from vascular problems, osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and even cancer are on the table, according to Yale Medicine. There is something about sitting and having minimal muscle contractions that can have a unique effect on health outcomes. Although what you're doing while sitting can have an impact as well, Fuman said. 1 hour of sitting without getting up tends to be worse for your health than 1 hour of sitting and regularly breaking that up with standing. Regular exercise is important, but just getting up and walking around to avoid prolonged sitting also has benefits. For those reluctant to start a new exercise program, Booman said they can first start with just sitting less. Start with simple strategies and be mindful of the time you are sitting. Some evidence shows this could lead to more energy and vigor and increased motivation to start exercising, he said. Creating bad habits. Sitting for a long time isn't just a problem on the couch. Honor Health gastroenterologist Dr. Ruka Shaw said individuals should not spend a lot of time sitting on the toilet either. She said when sitting for a bowel movement, the mechanics are designed to empty out. And when there is prolonged pressure and the angle is not correct, problems occur. There is a risk of hemorrhoids and damage to the pelvic floor, which can lead to constipation. The most important thing you can have is good toilet and bathroom habits to train to have a good bowel movement, she said. Shaw said the best approach to limiting toilet time is to not take electronic devices in with them, eat a fiber-rich diet, make sure they are hydrated, and go when they feel the urge. Walking after every meal can also help individuals to spend less time on the toilet. Finding solutions. Amy Florey, a physical therapist with Banner Physical Therapy, said frailty is a medical condition characterized by reduced function and health, and it can be slowed or even reversed. I would do these frailty tests in the clinic and evaluate, Florey said. These tests take 5 minutes and are highly validated for frailty. One of those tests is how quickly or how many times a person can move up and down from a sitting position. The Centers for Disease Control guidelines for exercise are 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity aerobic exercise and 2 to 3 days of moderate intensity strength training targeting all major muscle groups. There is also a recommendation for a balance component for individuals over 65. More movement does not require going to a gym, Florey said. Working on the motion of sitting to standing uses an individual's body weight can be done at home. She added that the motion can be sped up, which makes it more challenging. Getting moving. Newman said her goal is to fight isolation within seniors by getting them together and moving. In chair yoga, Newman said she starts every class with dancing, whether the participants can do it standing up or sitting down. For strong individuals, there are moments to stand, but the same exercise can be performed seated for those who use walkers or canes, she said. For those who are less mobile, this is a good way to get them active and also helps with mental health, she said. Each participant has their own level of what they can accomplish. And Newman focuses on that range for each person, following doctor's orders and moving as slowly as each person needs. The class meets 10 a.m. the first and third Thursday of the month at Banner Olive Branch Senior Center. Visit yale-medicine.org/news/sitting-health-risks. And that's the end of that article. Next article, veterans targeted by holiday scams. Arizona officials say, and this article is by Zev Black. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays and Arizona Department of Veterans Services Director John Scott, in conjunction with AARP Arizona State Director Dana Marie Kennedy, hosted a Teletown Talk November 12th to inform Arizonans about harmful scams during the holiday season. According to a recent AARP survey, more than 80% of Americans have experienced some form of holiday fraud. Scams and fraud take place throughout the year, but activity sees an uptick during the holiday season. Over the holidays, people can feel a lot more alone or isolated, May said. That's exactly what these scammers look out for. They exploit our goodwill and prey on our desire for connection and familiarity. Mays said the best way to stop a scam is to learn the signs and recognize it before it starts. Veterans are extremely vulnerable to scams because they are often targeted more than any other group. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, an estimated $177 million was stolen from veterans in 2021. Scott said this is because they regularly receive benefit payments. Maricopa County has about 240,000 veterans, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, with many living in the West Valley and the Sun Cities. In general, the holiday season is when people are most vulnerable to scams and fraud. The holiday season adds pressure, Scott said. During gift-giving time, end-of-year budget, charity season, and when people are more likely to respond emotionally, scammers ramp up their efforts using specific holiday-only numbers for Arizona veterans. Scammers often seek gift cards because, unlike credit cards, once they have the gift card number, the money is gone. Zelle and Venmo, two platforms to send money to another person, follow the same idea. They will create panic to rush individuals into making rash decisions. Artificial intelligence scams are also gaining in popularity. It is now possible to replicate someone's voice from a short clip posted on social media. Scammers may pretend to be a family member and ask for a gift card. Kennedy suggested developing a safe word that everyone in the family knows to verify if a caller's identity is real. If there is uncertainty about if the person on the other side of the phone is real or not, ask about the safe word. The Sun City Homeowners Association has resources to help protect residents from scams and fraud. We encourage Sun City residents to watch the video of a recent safety and fraud town hall that includes detailed updates from top experts about scams and fraud and the best way to avoid them, SCHOA marketing manager Beth Lucas stated in an email. The best way to avoid becoming a victim is to educate and empower yourself. And this video is packed with great current information. The town hall can be viewed at suncityhoa.org/safetytownhall. Something else to keep in mind, officials said, is that no government agency will ever call, text, or email asking for personal information or any kind of payment. We are aggressively investigating and prosecuting scammers and those trying to defraud innocent Arizonans, Mays said. I have a dedicated team working to protect consumers by returning stolen funds, investigating unfair business practices, and educating the public on scams and fraud. According to Mays, the Consumer Office received about 28,775 phone calls and reviewed more than 23,000 emails, recovering $5.2 million on behalf of Arizonans. Individuals can report any fraud attempt. To report a fraud, go to reportfraud.ftc.gov. Another resource is the Maricopa County Title Alert, a free program that monitors and alerts when documents are recorded under an individual's name. That can be found at recorder.maricopa.gov/recording/title-alert. I know that was pretty long there, but I got it as accurate as I possibly could. Next, Sunshine Services' Jim Sinclair retires after 27 years. After nearly three decades of service, Sunshine Service Inc. announced the retirement of Executive Director Jim Sinclair, whose leadership and vision helped to transform the organization into a community resource. 3 years after Sinclair and his wife moved from Oklahoma in 1995, he joined the organization's board of directors, helping to lead the nonprofit that loans durable medical equipment to Sun City residents. A short time later, Sinclair accepted the role of executive director, which he held for 24 years. Under Sinclair's leadership, Sunshine Service expanded from a modest operation into a thriving organization, featuring a large warehouse, an extensive inventory of medical equipment, and 15 staff members. Through his leadership, the organization continues to meet the community's evolving needs. Known and respected throughout Sun City, Sinclair became a familiar face at local events, welcoming new residents, celebrating returning ones, and representing Sunshine Service with professionalism and compassion. Sinclair, now 87, said he looks forward to spending more time with his family and enjoying his favorite pastimes of golf and bowling. Jim's steady leadership and unwavering commitment have left an indelible mark on Sunshine Service and the community we serve, said Donna Borden, Sunshine Service Board President. His legacy of service, innovation, and kindness will continue to inspire us for many years to come. We are deeply grateful for his decades of dedication. The Sunshine Service Board of Directors extends its heartfelt appreciation to Sinclair for his contributions and decades of leadership. Sunshine Service is seeking a new executive director to continue this tradition of service. Interested candidates can learn more at LinkedIn.com. For questions about the position, contact Jennifer Drago at 602-321-7831. Next, Lizard Acres Pub plays homage to Sun City West history by Brett McKeon. The RCSCW in October officially opened Lizard Acres Pub in the R.H. Johnson Recreation Center. Lizard Acres' name pays tribute to the ranch that once existed in the area prior to the Del Webb Development Company creating Sun City West. Near the pub's entrance is a panel explaining its name and sharing the history of the famed cattle ranch. The panel was created by Katie O'Grady, Activities Director for the RCSCW, and Alan Schlemmer, Vice President of the Sun Cities Area Historical Society, Board of Trustees. Historical photos included in the panel were provided by the Del Webb Sun Cities Museum. The story of Lizard Acres dates back nearly 80 years to the 1940s. R.S. Burlock and J.C. Wetzler of Holbrook were looking over a proposed 1,900-acre site for a new ranch 1 mile east of the intersection of Grand Avenue and Bell Road. It was Spurlock who reportedly declared, "Jumpin' Jehoshaphat, this country isn't fit for raising anything but lizards." The name stuck, and Lizard Acres became the popular name for the land officially owned by the Circle One Livestock Stock Company. The company would go on to become one of the largest and most successful cattle companies in Arizona. Cattle and people lived on the land for the next 30 years until Devco took over the land and began building Sun City West. For information on the history of Sun City West, visit the Del Webb Sun City Museum. The museum, owned by the Sun Cities Area Historical Society, is in one of the first 5 model homes opened when Sun City first opened in 1960. And that's the end of that article. And finally, What I'm Thankful For by Zev Black. Every year at Thanksgiving comes around, I try to sit down and reflect on some of the things I'm thankful for. There are some repeats year after year, like my family, my friends, my home. But as I get older and experience more of the world, there are always newcomers to the list. Something that is new this year is you, my readers. Something that I have always admired about most journalists is they are a conduit of the population they are reporting for. It is the job of the journalist to be the voice of the people. Without you, I wouldn't have my job that I love doing. So, thank you. Well, while that's not the end of that article, it is the end of our time together today. Thank you so much for listening to my show, The Sun City News. Again, my name is Vicki Duke, and I am coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.